Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good evening, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so delighted tonight just to be back on our radio broadcast one more time. I just give God all praise and glory today. I magnify his name on today. We're going to call our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour to order now. We're going to have a hymn, a scripture, and a prayer on today. And we're going to get started into whatever God has for us today. I am excited on today. And I'm going to try to sing this little. Y'all don't be wanting me to sing, but anyway, God bless you, and we thank and praise God. Shine on me. Shine on me. I wonder if the lighthouse will shine on me, shine on me, glory. If the lighthouse will shine on me. We're going to be reading from Psalms 91 on tonight. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the northern pelican. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the rewards of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thine habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. I have just read you from Psalms 91, from the first verse down to the 11th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you tonight, Lord, to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come asking if we've offended anyone, if we hurt anyone, if we've caused anyone to stumble. Lord, we ask your forgiveness right now. We ask you on tonight to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit on tonight, Father. If there is anything in there, Lord, that shall not be, Father, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you tonight to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on tonight. Father, we come, first of all, asking you to bind up the strong man, Bind the strong man, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind up every negative word and every negative thought, Lord. Every ill-spoken word, every ill thought, every evil and wicked word, every evil and wicked thought, every demonic thing, Lord, every demon on assignment. Lord, I ask you to cancel their assignment tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, to send them back to the pit of hell where they come from, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we come just giving you worship and giving you praise on tonight, just magnifying your name on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I come tonight, Lord, I'm asking you now to take over and take control of all our prayer service on tonight, our prayer meeting, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, Father, asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to block any interference, Lord, any interference with our radio broadcast. I'm asking you on tonight to block it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, any kind of interference. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, me by settled up, in the name of Jesus, to block that thing. In the name of Jesus. Now I thank you for all the ones that's in radio land on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I ask you to let me surrender and decrease 100%, Father, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100%, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you all tonight. I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. I thank you, hallelujah. I thank you tonight. You've been mighty good to us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you glory. I'm asking you on tonight, Lord, to bless everyone, Lord, that come on in and tune in with us tonight, Lord. Those that don't know you in the point of their sin, Lord, send them on in, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cause them to come running. Ask them what they must do to be saved, in the name of Jesus. Lord, take over this radio broadcast. Take over our prayer meeting tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just one of those good old down home prayer meetings, Lord, in the name of Jesus, where we can call on your name any kind of way we want to. We can scream and shout. I can sling, spit, and slap and everything, Lord, calling on you and depending on you. Just one of those good old down home prayer meetings, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. And I just thank you. We just give you all the praise. We're going to get started. We give you all the praise and glory. And we ask all these things tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. We thank God tonight. I give reverence to God, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I thank God for another opportunity to just say something for God, just to stand up for God, just to give him a shout out on tonight. I thank God on tonight for being here. I thank God, you know, this is the holiday season. We in our seasons and stuff, but you know, he is the reason for any season, not just this one. But when it's hot, he's the reason. When it's cold, he's the reason. Any season of the year, God is the reason for the season. Do you hear me? I'm telling you, he made the seasons. Hallelujah. He is the author of the weather. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is good. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to keep control over myself. I give God reverence tonight. And I just, because he woke me up this morning. He didn't have to. But I thank him tonight. I thank God for Apostle Deans. I thank God for how he's bringing them on back this way. You know, I just give God praise and glory. You know, I thank him for the little things. We just don't think that's miracles. I do. We was, my husband and I, he was, both of us have medicines we have to have. And I'm buying some and he buying them. And I'm buying them and he buying them. But he went to the VA today. And they told him that they would buy all of his medicine. So I thank and praise God. You know, however, it may not have been my medicine too, but his medicine, they'll pay for his medicine. I give God glory for that because that medicine is expensive, you know, and he has quite a bit of it. So I thank God for that. And then, God, he's losing weight. I thank God for that. Apostles eating right. I give God glory and I give him praise since this thing happened. He done lost about 10 pounds. I give God praise. It may not seem like a lot to somebody, but you know, it's a blessing and it's a good thing for me because I can tell through his eating habits. I give God praise for that. You know, that's a hard thing to do, but somebody been eating the same way for 60 plus years. So I give God praise and glory for it, you know, and the way that he's blessing us. You know, can't nobody do us like Jesus can. Nobody can do it like he can. So I thank and praise God on tonight for what he's doing in our lives. I thank and praise God that we still standing on his word. You know, some people want to give up, but you can't give up. You got to encourage yourself when there's no one else around. You got to just encourage yourself. You can't just sit around and hold your head down and think ain't nothing else going to happen. Encourage yourself. You know, sometimes you just got to get on in it and do what you got to do. But God is good, and he will send somebody, hallelujah, to encourage you some kind of way. So, you know, tonight I just want to encourage somebody because, you know, this is the reason for the season. This is the reason for every season. It's God. It's Jesus. And I thank God on tonight. Like I said, he is a good God. He's a great God, and I love God. I love God. When I tell you I do, I do. I love God. I love everything about him. I love everything, his attributes, everything. I love God. Ain't nobody like him. Ain't nobody get where he is. Nobody. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Because he is a holy God, a righteous God. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God. So we're going to open up our testimony, praise report, just a shout out to the Lord, whatever it is, you know, and I know it's going to probably be light tonight because Christmas is in a few days, but like I said, Jesus is the reason for every season, not just this season, but for every season, and we should act like it, you know, and I thank and praise God for it. I'm opening up the floor. If anyone want to have anything to say or anything, you can at this time.
Amen. Amen. Give a reverence to God who is the head of my life, to you, Apostle Deans, and to everyone that's listening. I'm just grateful and thankful on today, on tonight. God is so awesome, and I just come in a humble and grateful spirit on tonight. He has done great things for me, and I'm excited about it. I'm glad about it. He has opened doors that no man can close. You know, he has shut doors that man can open, and I just thank and praise God for who he is. On this past November, I had a birthday, and I turned 45 years old. And in October, I enrolled in school. I enrolled in a GED program because I didn't have my high school diploma. And so I enrolled in school. God had been leading me to go back to school, but I would not yield to his instructions. I went on several interviews, interview after interview, and I know that I nailed the interview, and I know that I had the job, but God wouldn't allow it. God said that I want you to go back to school. So I went back to school. I enrolled in class in October, and within 2 weeks, I took two of the tests, because they have them broken down into sections now, not one big test. And so I passed two tests in 2 weeks. And I said, well, wow. I said, God, I said, you're awesome. I said, I hear you. You know, and he said, well, you know, a lot of time our blessings, they're waiting on us. God has already blessed us. He has already given us instructions. He has already given us direction. But are we listening? Yes, do we hear the word of the Lord?
Yeah.
And so I went back, I enrolled in the class for the next month because I wasn't able to take the math class in the first section, and they gave three classes from 9 to 3, which they never ever do. They never do that because it's an overload for people. They gave me three classes, and God blessed me and to pass all three of the next. I am officially thanking God for giving me an opportunity. I just thank God for giving me an opportunity to graduate and to have a diploma, and now I am enrolled in college, and I'm going to school on January the 17th, and I'm just so humble and grateful that God gave me an opportunity to go to school, and it's my dream. I've always been gifted. I've always been smart. I just went in school and just passed the test with flying colors. People think it's so hard, and I encourage anyone, everybody, to go back to school. Don't sit there, and I also encourage people, if you feel like you're stuck and you don't know which way to go, I admonish you to be still and hear the word of the Lord. He has given you instructions.
Yes.
You're just not in a place where you can hear him. He has given you instructions, and listen and heed the word of the Lord. Yield to the word of the Lord and obey him. It will pay off. I just thank and praise God for what he has done and what he's going to do in the new year. I thank you and pray my strength in the Lord. I do have a couple of prayer requests on down the line if, you know, the Lord leads you to pray. But I just ask that you pray my strength in the Lord, and I will do the same for you.
Amen. Amen. We thank and praise God. I've been waiting for her to get that testimony because, you know, some people think, you know, that like she said, if you just listen, when things keep going the same way over and over again, God trying to tell you something. If you can't get it that way, go the other way. Just listen to him. That just did something for me. I know it did a lot for her, but it did something for me because she's been gifted since she's been on earth. She was gifted from birth. She's been gifted. She was in a gifted class when she left school. So why wouldn't, it's not a surprise to me because God was blessing all the time when she had these $17 an hour jobs, gifted. Folks get them jobs and don't even have a diploma. You know God is good. I'm telling you, he will still do. He said, now, I just need you to go back and get that paper because things have to be done in order. Now, just watch him this time. Just watch him. Hallelujah. What God's finna do. Hallelujah. In 2017. Just because for your obedience. Hallelujah. For your obedience. Hallelujah. Just trying to live right. Hallelujah. Trying to get things in order the way they're supposed to go. When I tell you God is good, God is an awesome God. Awesome God. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. And I thank him on today. I thank God today. I thank God today. He is rich in wisdom and mercy and kindness. Hallelujah. I give God glory today. I give him praise. That thing been in me ever since he went back. You know, when God gets you to do something he's been wanting you to do for years, it's just, it's all down on the inside of me, just peace and gratefulness and happy and joy. Like I told you, I got so much peace down on the inside of me. I'm telling you, it's good. I thank and praise God on today because he is mighty, mighty, mighty in battle. Amen. I thank and praise God for her testimony. I've been waiting for that testimony. I've been waiting for it because it's going to encourage it, and I know it did, so many other people to just trust God. I don't care how old you are. Trust God and go back and do what he say do. I'm telling you, he a wonder in my soul. God is a wonder in my soul. I'm telling you. He is a good God, and I thank him. I thank God today. Do we have any more testimonies, any praise reports? Just a shout out to the Lord on today, on tonight. Amen. Well, I'm going to just play a little music or something. I gotta do I'm Amen, amen. We thank and praise God just to know him. I'm telling you, if you don't know him, it's time to get to know him. God is a good God, and I thank and praise him on today, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. I give God praise on tonight. Is there any more testimonies, praise reports? Just a shout out for the Lord on tonight. I just give God praise. I'm just giving praise on tonight. And like I said, I knew it was going to be probably light on tonight because, you know, a lot of times we have so many things to do. And it just, I don't know, it kind of sometimes get to me because I just feel like we should be doing what God would have us to do. And I know people work and they have so many other things to do. But, I you know, I've had to learn to do it myself just to stay right in there and to get right in there. And every chance I take, every chance I can, you know, be in the service because we have two or three services a week now. I've cut down so much. So when we do have our prayer meetings and our Bible studies and our service, we should all try to participate and be in it. But like I said, I know this is the holidays coming up, and I accept that. I do. I accept that because I know we have to do this and do that. But what we have to think about, does God accept it? Will he accept it? Because, see, it's one thing about God. He's not accepting excuses anymore. No more. So I just thank and praise God on tonight. I have to give God praise anyway. And I just thank and praise God. I'm encouraged, and I want to encourage all of you. And, you know, I can just go on and on because God has been so good to me. I can go on and on and on and on and on and on about how good God has been to me and the things that he's doing for us, my husband and I, because he's doing much better, you know, and I thank and praise God for it. I thank and praise God. He didn't have to let him live, but he did. He didn't have to let me live, but he did. He didn't have to let you live, but he did. And I thank God on today. We got so much to be grateful for. We have so much to be thankful for. God is good. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to pray for a little while, but not yet. But I am going to pray for the whoever have prayer requests. I am going to pray on tonight, but it won't be long. It won't be long, but I want you to know that God is good. And his mercy is everlasting. It's everlasting. It's everlasting. And I thank and praise God on tonight. I feel good down in my spirit. I feel good. I feel good because God is good. I have, even though things don't always go right, they're uncomfortable. I'll say that. But God is good. I'm standing on top of the ground. And the ground's not standing on me. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what we're going through. And I know we all be going through something, some kind of way. But if we just look beyond that thing, just look on the other side, just look past it, hallelujah, and know what God said. You know, you got to know that his grace is sufficient, hallelujah. You have to know that he... He said, I know the plans that I have for you. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. I know the plans he has for us. He already knows. Like a prophetess Sally was saying, we just got to know the blessings, the promises. He already said what he's going to do. If we do this, he'll do that. The law of reciprocity. But we got to do what we got to do. We got to do what he instructs us to do. He commands us to do. We have to do that. When we don't do it, then it pushes us back. But we got to do what God called us to do. And I just thank and praise him on tonight. God is good. I don't want to get all caught up in everything, but I know God's just been good to me. He's been good to me. My Father in heaven has been good to me. And Christmas is what it is. But God has been good to me every day. Every day. Every day don't always go like I think it should, but I'm still living. He's still been waking me up. He's been waking me up for 61 years, every morning, every day. And I thank God for it. He don't have to shake me. He don't have to call my name. He don't have to feed me. He don't have to clothe me. He don't have to be a covering for me. He don't have to. But he does. And I thank God. Oh, how I love Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love him. I love God. I love God. He's been good to me. And that's not the only reason why I love God. But I love him because he first loved me, because he died for me. Thank God on today. Will there be any more testimonies or a shout out, just a word for the Lord on today, a praise report or whatever, a prayer request, whatever. God is good. And I thank him and I praise God on today. Amen. Well, we're going to listen to one more song and I'm going to get some prayer requests. I don't know how to work nothing. We'll see. But God does. I don't know, we should be listening to this. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. Amen. Amen. You're bigger. God is bigger than any sickness, any bill, anything. God is bigger. He's greater. He's greater. He can do anything. He's bigger than any problem that we would ever have. God is bigger. And I thank God tonight. I thank God. I want to take some prayer requests. If anyone have any prayer requests on tonight.
I have a prayer request. I'm asking for prayer for a young man, for his family. I see a spirit of suicide, and I've been praying for him. He has some issues with his wife and his family, and the enemy is trying to kill him and destroy the marriage. And I believe God can do anything but fail us. And so I'm asking that you pray for him and his family, and also his mind. It's almost like he's losing his mind. Special prayer for this guy.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to pray for him. I'm just going to pray for
anyone. Okay, his name is Brandon. Okay, his name is Brandon. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm going to just pray for him. And if anybody else wants prayer, they can just request prayer. But I'm going to pray for him, and I'm going to pray a prayer of deliverance for him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we bring Brandon to you tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we just bring him before you tonight, Lord. Father, you made him, and you know all about him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we bind every suicide spirit right now. We bind the strong man, first of all, in his life, hallelujah. We bind that thing up, hallelujah, and send the strong man packing. We give the strong man his eviction notice. We bind the strong man and send him back to the pits of hell tonight. In the name of Jesus, you have no power or authority over Brandon on tonight. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you now, Lord, to cover his mind in the name of Jesus, in the shed blood of Jesus. Just put his brain and his mind and his thoughts under the blood, Father. Just let the blood just run all over his mind and his thoughts. On the blood of Jesus, the blood of Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lord. I'm asking you to get him, snatch him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you see my condom, yes, snatch him, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you on tonight, Father, to just snatch him away from that thing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing it tonight, Father. Thank you for touching them tonight. From the top of his head, Lord, to the soles of his feet, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord, to get him, Lord. Reach way down, way down. He has to be way low in his spirit. I'm asking you to go in there, Lord, and pick him up, in the name of Jesus. Pull him out of that pit, out of that miry pit. Oh, you're going to be condemned. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to do it tonight, Lord. Stop it tonight, Lord. No more. Hallelujah. We bind
that demon spirit. We bind that demon spirit. We bind him and we loose Brandon from him on tonight. In the name of Jesus, just loose him. Loose him, Lord. Loose him, Lord. Loose him, Lord. Loose him, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Heavenly Father, he repents of any sin in his life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He repents of all disobedience and rebellion on tonight. Perversion and witchcraft and adultery on tonight. Any lust, Lord, any adultery, any fornication on tonight. Brandon repents tonight, Lord. Any mistreatment of others, any mentally cheating things, Lord, lying and divination and according by him. Brandon repent tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, he asks for forgiveness on tonight. I'm praying for him, Lord. I'm crying out for him. I'm standing and pressing for him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, he asks for forgiveness and cleansing. Cleanse him, Lord. Cleanse him, Father. Cleanse him on tonight. Cleanse him, Father. Wash him, Lord. Take his spirit. Take his mind. Take his thoughts. Put him on the scroll of blood in the name of Jesus. And dip it down in the blood and just scrub it on tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the sanity of permanent. In the name of Jesus. Cleanse him, Lord. Pull out of our community. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over any breaking, every curse. I take authority over any demon, any perversion, any perverse spirits over him now, Lord. I take authority now, Lord, over him, Lord. Every demon on his soul and on tonight. Your soul and his counsel from Brandon on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I know suck any earthen. Oh, let him become any earthen. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. I know sick him better. Oh, yeah. I ask you to take it away, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Cancel that assignment on tonight. Cancel that assignment, Lord. I cancel every demon. I have authority over you. God gave it to me. In the name of Jesus. Go back to hell where you come from. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I serve you. Your eviction notice from Brandon on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You have no more. No more. No more. No more. Take your hands off of his mind. Take your hand off of his thoughts. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me decrease, Father. I heard that in my spirit. So you can increase, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Just take it. Take it control. Take control tonight. Take control, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For Brandon on tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I take authority and I break all curses of poverty, all curses of lack and debt and destruction. I take authority over all sickness and death and vagabondism in the name of Jesus. I break all curses on his marriage, his family, and his children and relationship this evening in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of rejection and pride and rebellion, all curses of lust and hurt, and incest and rape, Ahab and Jezebel, fear and insanity, madness and confusion. Lord, I ask you tonight to bind all those things, Lord, and bind them up and send them back to the pit, in the pit of hell, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I break all curses affecting his finances, all curses, Lord, affecting his mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus, all curses, Lord, affecting his emotions and his will and his relationship, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to fix it for him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm just crying out for him, Lord. I'm just crying out tonight. I'm just crying out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm just crying out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm crying out for more tonight. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for doing it. I thank you for doing it for him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I break every hex, every jinx, every spell, every spoken curse that's over his life. I break those curses, Lord. I break those curses. I break those curses. I break those curses. I break those curses. They will not stand. They will not come to pass. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord. I ask you to fix it for them. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I break every fetter, every chain, every shackle, and every cord. I break right now, Lord, every habit off of his life, even every cycle, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to break it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, break it, Father. Break it, Lord. And let it feel better after tonight. In the name of Jesus, carry that load, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, carry that load, Lord. In the name of Jesus, carry it, Lord. Carry every burden. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, break it, Lord. Break it off of his life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, do it for him, Father. He come by the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, I give you praise, and I give you glory on tonight. I give you praise, Lord, and I give you glory tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for release. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for release tonight. I thank you, Lord. I thank you right now. Every curse and everything that comes down through generations, Lord, I ask you right now to break and lift every curse, Lord, every curse over his life, Lord, to try to send him in to suicide, Lord. We just break that suicide thing and shift it off, Lord, in the name of Jesus, not over his life, Lord. You gave us power and authority to tread over serpents and scorpions, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I know we have power over our suicide spirit. Go back to hell, in the name of Jesus. I send you back your assignment. It's cancer over Brandon's life right now, in the name of Jesus. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Hallelujah. No more, Lord. In the name of Jesus. No more torture, Lord, to his mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus. No more, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No more voices, Lord. We bind every voice in his head except for yours right now. In the name of Isaac. Let him make the right decisions, Lord. Let him be led by you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. Thank you. 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 Oh, I give you praise tonight. Oh, I give you praise tonight. I give you praise tonight. I give you praise tonight. I praise you, Lord, for doing it for me. I praise you for doing it for me. I praise you for doing it for me. In the name of Jesus. In your name, Father. I ask you to bless his wife tonight. Bless his children. Bless his family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you and I thank you, Lord, for reaching way down, picking Brandon up. In the name of Jesus, just shake him out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and dip him down in the blood. In the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight. I thank you, Lord. I know it's already done, and I appreciate you, Father. I don't take you for granted, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know it's already done, Lord. Encourage your spirit. Pick that spirit man up. Put him on the whole arm of God. Let him come with it, Father. Ask him what he must do to be saved. In the name of Jesus, let him come running. Let him come running. Ask him what he must do to in the name of Jesus. Let him come running, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory, Lord, glory, hallelujah. Glory to your name tonight. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being our good shepherd. Thank you tonight. Thank you for being Elohim, Lord. I know to be asked that only behind you, so called in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being a God Most High. You are the God Most High. You are. I am that I am. Hallelujah. I just thank you tonight. The everlasting God, in the name of Jesus, the God that sees all things and knows all things. I just thank you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I give God praise tonight. Oh, I give God praise tonight. Oh, I give God praise tonight. I give God praise tonight. I give him praise on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I just want to pray for some people that's around him, hallelujah, on tonight. I want to pray for another young man that's around him. I'm not calling any names, but I know what the name God gave me. Hallelujah. But I just want to pray right now, Lord, that you touch him, Lord. Touch this young man, this man. He's not that young, but he touch him right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to turn it around for him in the name of Jesus. I ask you to taste every smoke, every kind of smoke that he smoked out of his mouth. I ask you to take the taste from it on tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to deliver him now, Lord, from every perverse spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Deliver right now, Lord. Deliver him right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, Lord, to cover him right now. Cover him. Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Cover this young man, looks to be Kanana. We bind the spirit of death, in the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of death, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I'm not talking about Brandon. I'm talking about the young man. This a young man sometimes around him that I see. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I bind up every witchcraft spirit that has been sent to him. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Brandon needs to change new friends. Hallelujah. He needs to stay. He needs to change. He needs to go some. He needs to get away. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, lucky be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Bind those spirits, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bind them up, Father. Oh, Lord, send them back to hell where they come from in the name of Jesus. I ask you to send them back, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Send them back. Send them back, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for lifting Brandon up tonight. I can see a new start on him on tonight in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray for the other young man, Lord. I ask you right now, Lord, to pull him out of there, Lord. Pull him out of where he is, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm just praying for him. I'm just crying out for him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know you're going to do it. Clean him up, Lord. Clean him up, Lord. Clean him up, Lord. Clean him up. Clean him up. You come down and behind you. Clean him up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled over their lives. Every witchcraft, every wizard, every warlock, in the name of Jesus, be burned up right now. In the name of Jesus, burn them up, Lord. Set fire to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Burn them up. I wage war against you. In the name of Jesus, burn them. Burn them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, your assignment is over. Your assignment is canceled. Reroute yourself. Your assignment is canceled. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise and glory on tonight. I magnify your name. I know you are God to do all things well. Hallelujah. And we put these young men in your hand on tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know that you're going to take care of them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just put them. I commit them in your hand, Lord. Let them come running, Lord. Ask them what they must do to be saved. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm giving you the highest praise.
We just give God praise on this. And Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God, my God. Oh, you see, he knows somebody else. Oh, yeah, my candy is born. Only I can do something else, somebody. Only I can do me and do something. Oh, come back, I can do something. Only me and do me and do you for man. Oh, yes, I do not go on and on. Oh, la, come back, sorry, you see me. Oh, yeah, come on, you're not saying. Oh, my so command, yes. Only I see I can do something. Only you can do me, honey, you see me. Ye are some I can do something. Only I see me, 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 go, no, no, man. Only me can me me only me can only you call me a sinian, only you can me only you can me praise tonight and give God glory. I'm not going to hold you too much longer. Hallelujah. I will finish praying for them in my prayer time, in my prayer hours. I give God praise. I give him praise on tonight. We're going to get ready to close out. Is there any? Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Amen. We just thank and praise God for you, you and you, those that's in radio land on tonight. We give God praise. We give God glory on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to pray now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just ask, Lord, that you will answer every request, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for this prayer hour, Lord. We just thank you. Thank you for the ones that was on tonight, and thank you for the ones that could not make it, Father. We just so grateful tonight. In the name of Jesus, we love you, and we just thank you for all things. We're going to just come down, y'all. Hallelujah. We just give God praise. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. I thank God for you all. Y'all have a blessed rest of the evening. Tomorrow night we'll have our Bible class, and then we'll probably convene back next week because Sunday is Christmas, so we won't come on Sunday, but we will be back the following Thursday. But tomorrow night we will come back and have our Bible class. Amen. God bless you all. I love you all. Have a good rest of the evening. God bless you. Good night.